Lab for sub using stock devices only in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Beginner edition. Today we're making sub risers, not the usual white noise sweep. We're going for that old warehouse feeling where the low end feels like it's charging up before the drop. The goal is simple. A riser that stays mono, stays controlled, doesn't destroy your headroom, and still feels like it's rising even on smaller speakers. And we'll do it using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Alright, set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 165 to 172 BPM. I'll sit at 170. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB Riser. One quick mixing habit that helps a ton. Give yourself headroom early. Don't chase loud. If your master is already slamming, every riser will feel like it's pre-dropping your track. Aim to keep the overall project comfortable, like you've got space to punch the drop later. Now for the core sound. Drop operator onto the SUB riser track. We're doing the cleanest possible foundation first. In operator, use a simple setup. One oscillator only. Algorithm where it's just oscillator A. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Turn the level down a bit, around minus 6 dB. We're leaving room because we're going to add harmonics later, and that's where beginners accidentally clip things. Set voices to 1. Mono behavior, stable sub. Leave glide off for now. We can add movement later, but let's not complicate it yet. Now make a MIDI clip that's 4 bars long. Draw one long sustained note across the full 4 bars. Use A1 at 55 Hz or G1 at 49 Hz. Both are classic weight notes. If you're in doubt, pick A1. And here's a coach tip. If you already know your drop sub note, you can actually start the riser a little lower than the drop sub and end closer to where the bass will live. It makes the riser feel like it's climbing into place instead of fighting the incoming bass line. At this stage, if you press play, it's just a boring pure sine. That's fine. Now we turn it into a riser. A sub riser that really works is not only pitch. It's pitch plus harmonics plus filtering. That trio is what creates the sensation of lift without needing to just crank the volume. First, pitch rise. The beginner-friendly method is pitch bend inside the clip. Open the clip envelopes. Choose MIDI control, then pitch bend. Draw a ramp from 0 up to somewhere between plus 3 and plus 7 semitones over the 4 bars. Plus 3 is subtle tension. Plus 7 is more obvious. If you want a classic jungle whoop right at the end, you can do something like keep it modest for most of the phrase and then spike higher only in the final bar. But be careful with a full plus 12 over the entire 4 bars, because it stops feeling like sub-energy and starts sounding like a synth lead climbing away. Now, the big problem with pure sub is that it doesn't read as movement on phones or laptop speakers. So we create controlled harmonic growth. Add saturator after operator. Start with drive around plus 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. Choose a curve-like analog clip for that nice gritty but not fizzy character. Then pull the output down so the level stays reasonable. A good target is your track peaking somewhere like minus 12 to minus 9 dB. Don't worry about exact numbers, just avoid red lights and leave space. Now automate the saturator drive. Start around plus 1 dB and rise to somewhere like plus 6 to plus 9 dB by the end of the 4 bars. This is one of the secret weapons here. You're not just getting louder, you're getting denser and brighter, which the ear hears as rising, even at low listening volume. Next, add auto filter after saturator. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Set the cutoff to start around 90 to 140 Hz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Don't overdo resonance because it can whistle or create weird low-end thumps that eat headroom. If autofilter has drive available, you can leave it at 0 for now or add just a touch. Now automate the filter cutoff so it opens across the 4 bars. Start around 100 Hz and rise to somewhere between 600 Hz and 1.2 kHz depending on how aggressive you want it. Here's what's happening. The source is still fundamentally sub, but saturator creates harmonics and the filter opening reveals more of them over time. That's why it feels like a real riser instead of just a bass note sliding upward. At this point, you've built the core clean sub-ramp riser. Now we make it safe and mix-friendly. Add EQ8 after auto filter. Put a high-pass filter at around 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That's just cleaning sub-rumble you don't need. If the low mids feel bloated, do a small bell dip around 120 to 200 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Keep it subtle. We're shaping, not gutting. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. This is important. Club systems and mono playback are unforgiving. If your sub gets stereo, it can wobble, vanish, or feel inconsistent. Keep the riser mono. Use utility gain to set your level so it sits nicely. Peaks around minus 10 dB for a riser is absolutely fine. Now let's add atmosphere, jungle style, but without washing out the drop. Add reverb at the end of the chain. Set the decay somewhere like 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Size around 40 to 70%. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it's not hissy. Low cut around 200 to 400 hz, and that's non-negotiable. We do not want reverb on the real sub. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 12%. Then automate it. Start around 2 to 5% and rise to maybe 10 to 20% in the last bar. And crucial move. Pull it back down before the drop. Don't wait until the exact millisecond of the drop, because that can feel abrupt or clicky. Start reducing the wet level in the last half bar so the space clears out and the drop lands clean. Optional, but very tasty. Add delay or echo. Keep it subtle. Try an eighth note or quarter note. Low feedback, like 10 to 25%. High pass the delay around 300 hz so it doesn't mess with your sub. Keep dry slash wet tiny, like 3 to 8%. You can automate it up slightly in the last beat or two for that dubby edge. Cool, that's the clean version. Now let's make the Rugged Jungle Sub Riser variant. Duplicate the track and rename it SUB Riser Rugged. On this rugged version, we'll add a little old school crunch, but controlled. Add redux after saturator. Keep it subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.0, just a little. Bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. If you push redux too hard on a sub, it gets unstable and eats headroom fast. So think seasoning, not main ingredient. Adjust its output or the track gains so it doesn't jump in volume. Then add compressor after redux. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Set threshold so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when it gets intense. This is just to stop the ramping distortion and filtering from creating random peaks. Now a couple teacher-style notes that will save you time. First, use perceived rise more than actual loudness rise. If you keep turning the channel up across the build, you steal impact from the drop. Instead, automate brightness and density. Drive up. Filter opens, maybe a touch more space, while the actual level stays pretty steady. Second, automation curves matter. If you draw straight lines, it can feel robotic. A classic jungle tension shape is slow change for the first two or three bars, faster change in the final bar, and then a tiny panic push in the last beat. That panic push can be a quick cutoff bump, a quick drive bump, or a tiny pitch wobble right before the cut. Third, watch for weird meter behavior. If you crank resonance and saturation, you can create a lopsided waveform that looks louder than it sounds and eats headroom. If your meters jump in a scary way, back off resonance, back off drive, or automate a small EQ dip in the 40 to 80 hz area near the end. Now let's talk arrangement, because a riser is only as good as where you place it. Classic move, 16-bar build into a 16-bar drop. In bars 1 to 8, you've got drums and atmos. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the sub riser quietly, then increase drive and cutoff as you approach bar 16. On the last beat of bar 16, hard cut the riser. Silence is part of the impact. Old school fake out technique. In bar 16, right before the drop, stop everything for an eighth note or a quarter note. That tiny gap makes the drop feel violent in a good way. Another very jungle accurate trick. Call and response with the breaks. Instead of playing the riser constantly, put it in the gaps, like the last two beats of every two bars during the build. It keeps the breakbeat as the star while still giving you that low-end charging feeling. If you want to upgrade the sound design without leaving stock devices, here are a couple optional extensions. 1. Band splitting for clean sub plus dirty top. After operator, create an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain called SUB. Low pass around 120 hz, minimal saturation. Another chain called TOP, high pass around 120 to 200 hz, more saturator, maybe redux, maybe even a touch of erosion set to noise at a very low amount. Then automate the TOP chain level upward over time. That way your fundamental stays clean and mono, but the audible rise happens in the harmonics where speakers can reproduce it. 2. Two-stage riser. Bars 1 to 3. Keep it mostly weight. Mild drive, cutoff not too high. Bar 4, open the filter faster and push drive harder. That last bar urgency is extremely on brand for jungle. 3, micro mutes in the final bar. You can automate utility gain to create quick silences. An eighth note mute at beat 2, another at beat 3, then the final hard stop right before the drop. It creates that system about to explode tension. Now, Quick practice assignment so this actually sticks. Take your clean riser patch and make 3 clips. 1 bar, 4 bars, and 8 bars. For each one, try different pitch bend amounts. Maybe plus 3 on the 1 bar, plus 7 on the 4 bar, and something more dramatic but only at the end on the 8 bar. Automate auto filter from about 120 Hz up to around 1 kHz. Automate saturator drive from about plus 1 to plus 8 dB. Then put it into a simple jungle layout. 8 bars of break. 8 bars build with a riser. Drop on bar 17. Bounce a quick render. Listen on headphones. Then listen quietly on laptop speakers. If the movement disappears on the laptop, don't turn it up. Add harmonics by increasing saturation or by using that sub/top split and raising the top chain. To wrap up, a proper jungle sub riser is sub plus harmonics plus controlled filtering. Operator gives you a stable sine foundation. Saturator gives you the harmonics that translate. Auto filter gives you the classic tension arc. EQ8 and utility keep it clean, mono, and headroom friendly. And reverb or delay are there for atmosphere, but you automate them out so the drop hits like a wall. If you tell me your track key and roughly where your drop sub sits, like the note or the HC range, I can suggest a simple start note to end note plan and an easy 16-bar automation curve that'll sit perfectly with your bass line.